We'll be back to the Sunrise Morning Show in just a little bit, but first, it's 7:21 at AM 1160 The Quest. I am Allison DeVole, and this morning I'll be talking with Andre White. Andre works for PAC, the Pregnancy Aid Clinic here in Atlanta, and is an advocate and mentor for each and every man that walks through the clinic doors. He is also the manager of their fatherhood program. I am grateful to have Andre here this morning speaking with us about his mission to impact every man through mentorship, employment resources, and much more. So Andre, welcome to The Quest.
Well, good morning. Thank you, Allison. Thank you for having me this morning.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You know, we spoke a week or so ago, and what a gift you are to PAC. So I had to have you on.
Well, I appreciate that. We're committed here at PAC to working with both men and women. It's just something new, the fatherhood program that was just created 2 years now. I came to PAC solicited by one of my church members who actually was a supervisor at PAC. And when I was approached, I kind of wasn't ready at the time. Through her persistence, she circled back around and asked again, due to the fact that she had a male client on a Saturday morning whom she felt needed some male mentoring. And she reached out to me, and I rushed over to Forest Park office, met with the young man, and from there I started volunteering. So while working another full-time position in transportation industry, I started as a volunteer with PAC for 2 years, and then we worked together to create a full-time opportunity and create the Fatherhood Mentoring Program.
That is marvelous. And again, the way the Lord works, he plants a seed, right? You were asked if you would do this, and you weren't ready at the time, but the Lord is faithful, and he never gives up on us. So when the opportunity came, when you were ready, when you felt the Holy Spirit prompting you, you jumped on it.
And that was my mantra when reapproached about the opportunity. I said, yes, now it's time to serve.
Amen. That's so beautiful. And all the lives that are being touched by your yes. Amazing. It's a wonderful thing that you did. So, Andre, why is it so important to have your male presence there at the clinic, reaching out to those men that walk through those doors?
Well, what I find in interacting with the young men that come through our PAC organization is that some of them have not had a father figure in their lives due to different circumstances, whether father was incarcerated, they never knew the father, or their father just was just not active in their lives. And so when they come in and I'm able to sit down with them and I get them to think through their childhood, I ask them to tell me a little bit about, you know, I'd say if his name was John, I'd say, well, tell me how little Johnny was as a kid.
Wow.
And some pain there. And there's a lot of emptiness there. And so we go through those processes. And due to the fact that part of the reason they're coming into the clinic is because they're potentially about to become fathers. Mm-hmm. So we look through their childhood experiences and see how they can grow and develop to not create that all over again for their child. So we focus on being present, being a role model, being a protector, provider, and leader in their family nucleus.
And giving them hope that if they move forward keeping that baby, that you give them that hope to know that they can do it.
Absolutely, absolutely. We give them the hope and the support. They may be unemployed. We have resources for employment. We can direct them and guide them to various opportunities, be it employment agencies, be it maybe opportunities for apprenticeships within the heating and air conditioning industry or automotive industry. We're able to connect them. They may be at a point where they're having some financial difficulties to meet just this month. We work with St. Vincent de Paul.
Nice.
We have outside resources that maybe it's a financial issue that we can help them just to get through. Just recently, we had a young man who we had were able to help through our Year of Hope program. And we were able to get them some financial assistance to get into an apartment. And the text that came back from the young man was, Pat, you guys saved my life.
Wow. Hearing those words, I bet that was powerful, knowing that the work with PAC and the work that you all gave truly saved a life in more than one way.
Correct. And so that gave him the opportunity to be and to have stability, you know, for his family, for his children, and the child that that's expected.
Oh, that is marvelous. So when you're talking about helping them possibly with different trades and with different ways of employment, if there are any men out there, you know, that might be in the automotive industry, that might be in the air conditioning world or any other trades, and if they are listening to our conversation and feel tugged to like reach out and want to help and maybe they can help train some of the men, what would you say to them? Are you all looking for additional people to help out?
I'm always looking to stack my resources. So if anyone out there, construction trade, automotive trade, heating and air trade, or whatever opportunity that lies in your profession and lies in your heart, that you would be willing to reach out and help a young man to get on track and to have a foundation so that he can support his family and become a man and a role model that we're trying to guide and help them build. You can always reach out to me at awhite, A-W-H-I-T-E, at pregnancyaidclinic.org. Also, my cell phone number is 678-749-1129. I'd be open to any persons who feel compelled to reach out to help us assist in the project program that we're developing.
Though that's wonderful. So if there's a man listening out there and would like to learn more about other volunteer opportunities, maybe they don't have a specific trade they could share with that, but if they want to help out with your seminars or to help you out with mentoring towards men, same number, same email, reach out to you. You're always looking for help.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it may just be someone who's able to share their story that may be similar to one of our clients' stories. It may be someone who's coming back into society or who has come back into society from incarceration. We may have a young man who's just recently released from incarceration is trying to pick up the pieces. So it may just be the words as opposed to just an actual physical employment opportunity.
And I think all of us, we all have a gift and we all have talents to share. So just figuring out exactly how we can use them and where. So this is a great opportunity for the men out there to step up and to assist in a huge way that can impact lives of many.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Time and talent. We're definitely welcome to that.
Where could people get more information?
Our PAC website is www.pregnancyaidclinic.com. There you can find all types of information about PAC, not just the fatherhood program, all the services that we have for women. We also have an upcoming gala event that's going to feature a very prominent spiritual pro-life member, Tim Tebow.
Nice.
Very famous ball player, professional career as well. He will be our guest speaker. So if anyone wants to attend that, that would be awesome.
Well, thank you so much, Andre, for sharing all your information and your talent with us regarding PAC and mentoring those men.
Well, thank you, Allison. I appreciate you reaching out to us and highlighting the work that I'm doing with the Fatherhood Program. So we appreciate the support in the effort to create better men, better fathers, better role models.
Wow. Doesn't get better than that. Well, Andre, thank you again so much.
Well, thank you, Allison. I appreciate your time.
Andre Wake spoke with us today about the importance of the Pregnancy Aid Clinic and how his mission to mentor and serve men continues to transform lives one by one. It's 729 here at AM 1160 The Quest. I'm Allison DeLule, and the Sunrise Morning Show continues now on AM 1160 The Quest.